Pam and I are here at Seven Springs Mountain Resort for the Bill Celis Memorial Day Weekend Polka and Music Festival. It is Sunday, May 24th, and it's early evening, just about 7 o'clock, and the music is winding down here at Seven Springs with the sounds of George Suhan and Dave Stirk. And we're sitting down with Ed Klanick. He's the son of the late Gaylord Klanick. And Ed has a brand new CD from his dad that is finally put together and released just this weekend, just 2 days ago here at Seven Springs. It's entitled Gaylord Klanick, and there are 19 tracks on here. Ed, tell us a little bit how the album came about.
Well, Jerry, the album came about just because on October 15th, I think it was the actual date, 2005, my dad and I were refinishing a deck he had on the back of his old house, and it started to rain. So we were pretty much stuck there with nothing to do, and I was set up in the basement. I had a little modular recording studio set up to do some banjo overdubs on the record. And I told him, I said, let's go in the basement and record some of the cover songs that he had been playing live with the Gaylord Klanick Orchestra. And actually we used the banjo mic to record his accordion. And we just messed around for a couple hours, I think maybe an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. And we had 16 songs. He just played them one after another, you know, boom, 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 like the way he usually played live. And I was just going to listen to those and see what they sounded like, just so I could write arrangements and stuff for what we were going to record the following Christmas, which was going to be his final album. And we were going to pick some of those songs, but not use them all. And, of course, as you know, a couple months later, on December 19th, 2005, he was killed in a car accident. So that's how we actually ended up with the 16 new polkas and waltzes of him playing all the lead accordion tracks. And I was able to go on the backside in post-production and put a whole new band and produce everyone up. As you know, you've got Brian O'Boyle playing, you've got Kenny Klanick playing, you've got myself, you've got our humble host here, co-host Jerry Zagar, playing bass on the majority of the record. And in addition to the 16 that we cut, we actually have three extra songs on there. There's a total of 19 tracks. There's a special bonus track at the end. I don't want to give it away, but I think that y'all will be interested to hear it when it comes out. And there's a couple songs he actually recorded for some of our Nashville sessions that are, you know, polkas and waltzes. Don't worry. But it shows a little bit of his versatility with some of the Nashville players.
Something made me wait for you. Something made me love you too. Darling, won't you tell me true that I'm your something too? Something for my lips to kiss. Something much too good to miss. Darling, won't you tell me this, that I'm your something too?
We're here with Ed Klanick, and he's premiering his dad's final CD release entitled Gaylord Klanick. There's 19 tracks on the CD, and Ed, I believe most of the tracks on the CD were performed live with you and your dad in the Gaylord Klanick Orchestra, and then back before that, the Klanick Brothers Orchestra. Tell us how you came about picking the songs.
Well, the songs that we chose to record, there was really no thought process given to it, I'll have to be honest with you. He just kept playing and playing. Thank God we were able to grab, 4 Hours, which everyone liked his version of, and some of the other unique songs like You're My Something that not a lot of other bands play. In addition to that, there's some specialty numbers on there as well, like we recorded El Gusto on Button Box just messing around, and as it turns out, we ended up making a track out of that. And we also have things like Jazz Time and some other songs that he really didn't play that much. Timko plays Hoyer. He didn't really play it that much live, but he really wanted to hear what it sounded like for a recording. So that's kind of unique, too. We've got those tracks as well as the ones that he's pretty, pretty well known for playing live. The only regret that I have, and obviously there's no way around it, was that his last album was going to be probably half to three quarters original material, and we were supposed to start writing it when I was up for Christmas. And I do regret that the majority, you know, all the songs on the record are cover songs, but, you know, based on the circumstances, I think everybody understands how it happened, and I think they'll really like the way the album turned out in the end.
Listening to Primetime Polkas here on 620 KHB, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and online at primetimepolkas.com. We're speaking with Ed Klanick, and he's premiering his dad's CD release entitled Gaylord Klanick. Ed, a guy that's helped tremendously on this recording and in the recording process in doing pretty much all of the second accordion tracks to your dad's original lead tracks on accordion, and a guy that's a huge part of the sound of the Klanick and Friends band, is a young gentleman by the name of Brian O'Boyle.
One of the weird things about the recording process and the way everything worked out was, like I said, we had recorded in October these tracks just to listen to. And the following Thanksgiving, we were playing in Cleveland, as usual, for Tony Pekosik's Thanksgiving party. We had a little jam session with a kid that we had seen there a couple times before. Turned out to be Brian O'Boyle. And we had a good time. As a matter of fact, I got the jam session shut down because they had complaints about my banjo going through the ductwork from four floors above. Apparently they didn't like what I was playing. But anyway, we had a good time. And after we packed up and everything, my dad looked at me and he said, "That's the kid I want to replace me, nobody else." And I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know. And, well, as you know, he died less than a month later. So now we've got Brian O'Boyle, and he's taken over all of the accordion responsibilities and duties for the Klanick and Friends band.
There's a Primetime Polka's classic track written by Fred Gregorich, doggone right, and of course Cheese and Crackers. We're speaking with Ed Klanick, and we're at Seven Springs right now. It's Sunday, May 24th, 2009, Memorial Day weekend, and Ed Klanick has graciously granted us some time to get this interview down on tape for our listeners here at Primetime Polka's at 620 KHB. And Ed, after Dad died tragically in December of 2005, there were some questions of what to do with the band or what would happen. But now here it is, 2009, and you've got the Klanick and Friends band.
Well, Jerry, after Dad died, I had a lot of thinking to do. I didn't know if I wanted to keep playing, you know, or if I definitely wanted to keep a polka band, you know. And I thought, you know, what would my dad have wanted to do it happen? And I think that's where we started on the journey to Klanick and Friends. Not only would he be pretty upset if I stopped playing polkas, he would want us to do something with a purpose. And right now our purpose is to play some really kicking polkas, but also involve the youth movement, the talented youth movement that really exists out there with yourself, Brian O'Boyle, myself, Now we have Eric Staley on saxophone, you know, the prodigy from Denver, Colorado. I mean, my God. And Eddie Roddick III playing banjo. And, you know, it's not always the same band sometimes because we all live in different time zones, unfortunately. I personally think that that was definitely the way to go, and I'm really happy with the way things are turning out. I'm also happy that beyond the music, what we've created is a tight bond, a camaraderie, if you will, between a lot of the younger players that, you know, quite frankly, if things were 20 years ago, we probably would never get the chance to play together since all of the bands were so regionalized at the time. And I think that's very important for archiving what we do and letting it so that it doesn't go away. A lot of these people complain, you know the type, that there's not enough young people involved and there's not enough people involved in general. And you know, everyone talks about the crowds, but no one's talking about the musicians. I really, really think the great thing that's happened with the band is, in addition to the music, what we've created is the camaraderie and the fact that it's not just, you know, young kids playing together. We're all seasoned polka musicians, and we've all played with so many different acts and everything like that. But we're really able to do the way we want to do it when we play together, and we're really able to cut loose and present something that's really good to the public. Now, everyone always talks about the fact that the crowds are getting older and there's not enough young people involved. I'd have to say that, you know, with us presenting a younger band and having a good time, it shows that not a lot of people are talking about the musicians, because quite a few of the musicians are getting very old as well. And we'll be around for a long time, God willing. And if we'd appreciate it if anybody could bring the kids or the grandkids out and really let this thing grow. Because I'll tell you what, everyone I've ever brought to some of these events has always had a great time. What we do is actually very fun, and it's very unique. It just has to be presented to the people in the right way, and they have to know that it exists. And the only way that that's going to happen is word of mouth. And I really think that for all of the, you know, doom and gloom that you hear, I think the bright days, there might be some really bright days ahead of us down the road.
We've been speaking with Ed Klanik up here at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. It's the Bill Celis Memorial Day Weekend Polka and Music Festival. It's Sunday, May 24th, 2009. And Ed has been premiering his dad's final CD release entitled Gaylord Klanik with 19 tracks on the CD. Ed, I know we're going to see you this weekend in Johnstown for their Polka Festival, but we're going to have the band back here in the Pittsburgh area in just a few weeks.
Well, Jerry and Pam, as you know, we'll be playing at Evanstown Picnic Grounds on July 5th. It's a really nice place, as everyone who attends probably is aware. We're going to be playing opposite George Suhan, and we're going to have ourselves a little polka party. I hope that it goes really well for you guys. And I know I'll be there. You'll be there. Brian O'Boyle will be there. Brian Whiter will be there. And I'm sure some other people will be there. So if anyone can make it, come on out. We'll have a good time. And like what my dad always said, polkas are meant to be fun. So come out and have a good time. Have the right attitude. Drink some beer. And remember how things used to be.